702 Healing Hour.
So the Healing Hour is our monthly feature. This is where we dedicate an hour to have a conversation among ourselves as friends, as the 702 family. And as always, I want to remind you that this is a safe space to share our pain. This is a safe space to share our stories of survival, our experiences as friends, as a family, as a community, with no judgment. Today we're healing from broken dreams. You know those plans that you had, those goals that you had, that have not materialized. And some people have found a way to deal with that. Some have just buried those dreams somewhere, and they don't want to talk about them. How are you healing from that? What are those dreams for you that have never materialized? Maybe you had a dream of retiring with your husband or your wife, and now, unfortunately, they are no longer with us. Maybe you had big dreams and hopes for your children, your child, your son, your daughter, and maybe they are now in jail or they are addicted to substances. Maybe you wanted a big family after getting married, but you have been struggling to conceive, or you've had countless miscarriages. How are you healing from those dreams you've had that have not materialized? Do you think you've gotten to a point where you're accepting that life did not go the way you'd hoped for? There are people that wanted to have children by now. There are people that wanted to achieve a certain level of education when they got to a particular age. There are people who wanted to have a different career choice. They didn't want to do the work they're doing now because they had dreams of being a pilot, maybe dreams of being an artist, maybe dreams of being a mechanical engineer, whatever that dream is for you. What is that dream that you feel has been shattered? The dream that has not materialized, and how are you healing from it? I want you to give me a call right now on 011-883-0702. You can send us your WhatsApp voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. Some of you prefer to send us emails. The email address is cm@702.co.za. That's cm@702.co.za. What is it for you? What is that dream that you had that you feel has been broken, that you know has not materialized? And have you accepted that? Maybe you hoped to be in a certain financial place, but you haven't achieved that. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves too hard because of the dreams that we have had that we have not been able to materialize or realize. And sometimes when we do that, we miss out on the opportunities to explore other ways to achieve those dreams. And I hope this chat can encourage other people out there to keep pushing and believing in dreams, or at least start their own journey of healing the dreams that have not materialized. Let's talk. 011-883-0702. Call right now. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. You can also send an X at The Real Clement M. It's 16 minutes after 10.
702.
Healing Hour.
20 minutes after 10 o'clock. Let's go to your calls and your WhatsApps. 011-883-0702 is the number to dial. You can send your WhatsApps on 072-702-1702. On our Healing Hour this morning, we're healing from dreams that have not materialized. Maybe for you, you regard them as broken dreams. What is it that you've always planned, what you've always wanted, that you've not been able to achieve? And how do you heal from that? Is it kids you wanted? Is it a particular lifestyle? Have you buried that sadness of not having materialized and realized those dreams somewhere? Or have you found a way to heal from that? Let's start with your WhatsApps.
Hey, morning, Clems. I had a dream of being, I'm 36 this year. I had a dream of having a wife and child and, you know, being happy at my age, but yeah, coming back from a failed relationship with no child and being single is just, yeah, nah. But hey, I will not give up. I'll continue searching for it and working towards it until my last breath, eh? Thanks for the great show.
Yeah, keep pushing, brother. And that's the thing about dreams is there are some of the dreams that have not materialized yet that other people still have an opportunity to realize. But unfortunately, there are some people that have dreams that they've not been able to materialize and they have no opportunity to do that. Whether it's someone who had an accident and that just dashed their hopes of being an athlete. It could be anything, really. And maybe you can tell us that as well. Maybe you are in a position where you still have an opportunity to achieve your dreams. What are they? Maybe you don't have an opportunity to achieve those specific dreams because that's just beyond your control. What is that for you? And how are you rationalizing it and accepting it and helping yourself accept it? Huh?
Man, this is Tony from Albertine. Great talk show. So my dream was basically to become a professional football player. So this is the sport that has been part of my life while growing up. So it has been hard to let go even right now. I still play soccer, but I know for my age, like I'm around 31 years right now. So it's quite like a late age for someone to become a professional player, but I still love the sport and it's one of those things that it's hard to let go. So yeah, but for keeping fit and being healthy, that's what I do. And I really love the sport. I'm still passionate about the sport. I still play it and I'm still going to play it for some time. Yeah, but my dream was to be a professional football player, but it never happened.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad you're still finding some way to enjoy that sport. On the WhatsApp line, Anonymous says, Clement, I have not achieved a single dream of mine. Many times I have sabotaged my own life and I'm regretting it daily. I don't deal with it. I have just accepted it and I'm becoming bitter at life. I hope that things can change. Anonymous, and that's the unfortunate thing about not dealing with things, right? And not speaking about things is that sometimes you're going to end up becoming so bitter that you don't even enjoy life anymore. You get so bitter that you don't enjoy life because you feel that you've also sabotaged yourself. But I think we need to also be kind to ourselves. We need to give ourselves grace. Because often we give a lot of people grace, but we're not so quick to accept when we have done wrong or when we have done things that have sabotaged our own plans. So please do not give up and do not accept being bitter about the dreams that you've not been able to achieve. I think it can help for you to accept. It can help for you to find other avenues to explore those dreams if there's still an opportunity. Elaine, you're calling us from El Dorado Park. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. Yes. My dream after 40 to retire and sit with my husband.
Oh, Elaine, the line there is not the best. We're going to try that again, Elaine. If possible, if you can move around for me, if that's possible. You said your dream was what, to travel after retirement?
Yeah. No, even just sitting on my to put my husband and drinking coffee. Or in Thailand, whatever. Unfortunately, that dream is shattered because now I've got a son who's an addict. A failed marriage. He moved back into the house. So our lives are so controlled because we have to be so careful.
Oh, my goodness.
We are doing our best. Looking after our own mental health, the two of us, my husband and I, and trying to support him, my son. So, yeah, it's devastating.
How old are you and your husband?
I'm 68 and my husband is 78.
And all you wanted was...
And between the two of us, we've got 114 years of teaching experience.
that's incredible. And all you wanted was to just enjoy time after retirement, sit by the stoop and have coffee or travel overseas or locally.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. But now we're so bound by this because you have to be so careful.
How old is your son who's addicted to drugs?
He is 40 now. He's divorced and failed marriage and left his job and all that, and then got the drugs and is now back in our house.
Sure.
And I can only say one thing to people who are going through this. That if you do not have an upper power that you believe in, I don't know how you're coping. Because God has been awfully good to us. In the time now that we are going through the struggle, I am so appreciative of getting up in the morning and saying my prayers and saying thank you for the day.
Yeah. Elaine, thank you so much for calling us. I'm so inspired by your positive energy, that even in the midst of that, you see the goodness of God. Thank you for also encouraging other people that are going through a similar thing. All Elaine wanted was to retire. And after retirement, I think her and her husband were teachers. After retirement, all they wanted was to just relax and spend time together and travel together. But they can't do that because they have a child, a son who is addicted to drugs, whose marriage has ended, and he's now back living with them at home. And for Elaine, that's a dream that has been shattered.
Morning, Clement. You know, last year I applied for SAPS 10,000 intake. It was around August. Then in November, I was called to come and write a psychometric test. I did the test and I passed. Only when I was about to do the physical fitness, I was turned away, told that when I applied, I was already over the age. So it was a dream being shattered for me, because how did they actually call me when I was actually over the age? And how did the system allow them to capture my ID only when I was about to do the physical fitness? I'm told that I'm over the age. So it's very painful, Clement. Even now, I have not accepted that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I am so sorry to hear that. You know, yeah, when you get to a point where you can almost smell that dream, that makes it even more harder to accept when it's not realized, right? It's one thing to apply for a job. It's another to be called for an interview. Yeah? It's another to make it to the part where now you are sending your ID, you're sending your qualification, the copies of your degree or of your matric certificate. You can almost smell it. Or maybe for you as an artist or as someone who went to auditions, you were called, you got a call back. That makes it even harder to really accept the dream that has not materialized. How have you healed from that? How have you dealt with that pain, with that sadness, with that disappointment? Whether you have completely missed the opportunity because there's no, it's not possible for you to achieve that dream again. Just like that soccer player who wanted to be a famous soccer player, but he's now old. Or maybe there's still an opportunity for you. Are you still hopeful? Or do you feel there's a part of you that has also just resigned, that just given up? Give me a call or send me a WhatsApp voice note. I'll read some of your emails that have come through as well after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines.
702 Healing Hour.
It's 24 minutes before 11 o'clock. We continue with our Healing Hour. It's our monthly feature. This is where we take an hour to have a chat among ourselves, no guest. We chat as the 702 family, providing this safe space for us to share our stories, to share our experiences. And today we're healing from broken dreams. And you've been sharing your experiences about dreams that have not materialized and how you are dealing or healing from that sadness of not materializing those dreams, or how you're healing from that disappointment. Whether it's the dream you had to have kids, whether it's a dream you have to, like Elaine, retire with your husband and travel, and you're not able to do that. Maybe it's your dream of having been in a particular career and you were not able to get that, and you feel it's so old now to even still achieve that. But some of the dreams are still possible to achieve. Yes, you may not have had the opportunity to do that at the time you wanted to, and there are other opportunities you can explore to realize that dream. What is it for you that you wanted, that goal, that dream that never materialized? And how broken were you? How are you dealing with that brokenness and that disappointment and that sadness? You can call us on 011-883-0702. I've got your WhatsApps that are coming through on 072-702-1702.
Good morning, Clement. You know, when I came to Joburg 15 years again, I thought I was following my dreams when I decided to come work for government. But hey, bro, I can tell you this for free. My dreams have not been realized. I've been in the same entry level for 14 years. This is the 15th year. And you must remember that in this period, a lot of things have happened in my life as part of the growth. I got married in these 14 years. I made kids in this 14 years, but none of my dreams have been realized with me deciding to leave KZN and come to Joburg, hoping that I was chasing my dreams. Thanks, Mbuyisenia.
Hi, Clement, it's Chris here. You know, my dream, Clement, was to have my own hosting company. I tried it for 3 months. I put money on it. I got some clients, and clients could not pay me for the hosting, and I end up shutting it down.
Good morning, Clement. For me, it's a dream of becoming a professional entertainer in terms of being a DJ. Life happened, I had to stop that for a while and focus on my IT career. And yeah, recently I've started putting an effort back into it, man. I'm building a music studio at home. And yeah, right now I'm writing proposals. Looking at going into corporate and doing corporate gigs. So yeah, that's my dream. So yeah, Prime Media should also expect a proposal from me, eh? Hopefully I can to work with you guys as well. Cheers, bye.
Ah, that's amazing, man. Yeah, please send that to Prime Media. Any opportunity that exists out there, or any media agency you think can help offer you that opportunity. I like that, because even when the dream has not been realized yet, there are people that are still hopeful enough. There are people that are still encouraged to continue pursuing those dreams. Let me read an email from Anonymous, who says, "Hi, Clement. Keep me anonymous, please. My dream has always been to study towards a doctorate by the age of 40. I'm 33 now, and I didn't complete my master's degree. I lost my brother in 2020 while I was studying, and I never got the inspiration to continue again. His death hit me so hard. I registered in 2021 and 2022, but I just couldn't put my academic hat on. I felt like a failure for a long time until I wrote my bio. I'm healing from this by knowing I shouldn't let academics define me. I'm a whole person and I still have time to achieve the dream. But even then, the motivations would be different. I sometimes think I should have had money by now had I completed that degree. But again, I know there are people with PhDs who are at home. Yes, I'm currently unemployed. I have a book, but I'm transitioning into a career that I feel I've been called to, and I think I'm okay. That has made me feel better to know that academics should not be something that defines me. Thank you. That's a message there from Anonymous. Thank you so much for sending us the email. And so sorry to hear about your brother. Please keep pushing. I think you can still get that master's degree. I mean, you're 33. You wanted to study towards a doctorate by the age of 40. And I think that can still be realized. And even if it's not by the age of 40, maybe it will be by the age of 43. Maybe the age of 41, 45. But you would have still realized that dream, especially if it's a dream that you feel so connected to, that you feel it's yours and it's not because of somebody else. Keep pushing, brother. All the best.
Yo, Clement, if I tell you that in 2019, in November, I resigned, got my money in 2020, January, to go and open a furniture shop, which I was so passionate about, and I'm still in that space even now, but online. I opened my furniture shop in 2020 on the February 10th, and did we not go on shutdown because of COVID the following month of 2020?
Oh my goodness, COVID. How many dreams has COVID destroyed? Yo, there's so many people who started businesses, who explored opportunities, who got into uncharted territory, and then COVID hit. And yes, there are people who also made money out of COVID because they found some opportunities, their industries were thriving. But many people really struggled. There are many people whose salaries were cut off, and as a result, they couldn't fulfill their dreams of being at a particular position, whether financially or with their family, because they're not dealing with the same money that used to come in. The people that lost their jobs, the people that had to shut down their companies because of COVID. So I hear that, and I'm so touched by that because I'm just remembering the calls we used to take in 2020 and in the beginning of 2021 when there was a shutdown and people were so desperate because they literally saw their dreams crumbling down.
Good morning, 702 and your listeners. I hope you are all having an amazing Tuesday. I have quite a heavy heart this morning, realizing that I've been doing YouTube since 2017 and it's just not materializing. It's growing so slowly. I have nothing to show for it. I've been taking breaks thinking, you know what, maybe I need to step away, but it always brings me back. And it's just like, until what end? I'm turning 30 this year. I don't have a house. I don't have a car. I don't have a cent to my name, and I'm just wondering how many more years of an empty account full head of dreams. How many years is this going to go on for? Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Oh, thank you for sending that. Thank you for being vulnerable with us about how you feel about your dreams. And I want to tell you that there are so many people that have had dreams that, and they didn't give up on them, and they blew up when they least expected it. So I'd like to encourage you this morning to not give up. If that's what you're passionate about, if that's what you really feel you are called for, your moment is going to come. People that have done, that wanted to be actors, and for the longest time they never got opportunities, only much later do they get opportunities to do that. There are people who have been on TikTok, who've been on YouTube like you, that have been struggling, but just been doing the work, and a moment came where, boom, things exploded in their favor. So please keep pushing. Don't give up. And please, if you can, send us a WhatsApp with the name of your YouTube account. I would like to check it out. Maybe you can give us some information about what you talk about on YouTube. Is it a show? What do you do there? Just send us the name of the YouTube account so we can check it out. I'll share it with the other listeners. And maybe that's something that they think they can check out. And in a way, we support you. Yeah? Wonderful. Let me go to some WhatsApps here. I've got one from, is this Anonymous? Yes, Anonymous says, "Hi, Clement. I'm finally coming to terms with my dream of retiring with my husband, traveling the world and playing with my grandkids. I fell in love with someone else and they are now living my dream." Oh, my ex fell in love with someone else and they're now living my dream. And this is something that was so hard, but yeah. That's a message from Anonymous. Anonymous, thank you. So sorry that you were not able to live that dream with your husband, because now he's with somebody else. And when you say that that person is living the dream with your husband, I imagine that they're now retired, because that was your dream of retiring with your husband. How are you dealing with that? I hope you find someone to talk to, because when you've been with someone for so long, it's difficult. It's not as easy as, oh, I can just find somebody else. It's so difficult when someone you've loved so much leaves and falls in love with somebody else, and you see their life and it's exactly what you had dreamt of. I hope you've got someone to talk to, maybe through therapy, because that's quite a difficult thing to go through. But that's okay, because rather that than be with somebody else who doesn't want to be with you, or somebody else who doesn't give you their all. And yes, you're going to leave the dream of we're in retirement together, but are you completely feeling loved and assured by that person? Tabang, you're in Sebokeng. Good morning.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm okay, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. Tabang,
eh? Sure.
Clement, 2014, 2015, 16, I had a business and it was running okay. Until I was hit hard by a crime, I had a serious break-in.
Mm.
So trying to recover from that, actually my plan was to buy a house that was in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to recover from that because it broke me. Mentally, you know, there comes a COVID, trying to recover from that.
Mm.
Immediately after COVID, trying to recover, I became blind.
You became what, blind?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so my message, Clement, is that, man, things happen. And I'm on the verge of starting all over again.
Mm.
So to previous callers, and those will call. I mean, there's no time to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you must just stand up, do everything, talk to people, seek help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, things happen to me. So I believe that as long as you still breathing, so many can happen. I normally tell myself that that only my eyes cannot see, but mentally everything I'm fit, so I can still make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are so many challenges in life. Yeah, but you know what? We can overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
We can overcome them. Yeah.
Oh, Thabang, thank you so much, man, for encouraging words. Thank you, man. That is so inspiring for someone who. If you don't mind me asking, Thabang, what was the reason for that blindness? Was there an accident?
No, it was a tumor.
Oh, it was a tumor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a tumor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still on medication until May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for checkup in May. Yeah.
And how has that been for you? Because that's almost like a new reality for you. You're used to life being this way, and now you've got to manage navigating this.
Can I tell you something, Clement? God is great.
Mm-hmm.
The way I'm managing, some people will even think that no, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using a small phone. I can dial you. I can scroll your name.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook, you know, I can tie in a shirt. So some people say that normally. When about I think you can see. And I'm not. I cannot see.
Yeah.
So you know what? I think because of that I've accepted.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm being able to carry on.
Mm-hmm. Do you live alone?
Yeah, friends and my family come and check me, but I live alone, basically.
Oh, Thabang, thank you, man. Thank you so much for your bravery. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement for other people out there that may be going through the same thing. For someone who wanted to be a successful businessman, who wanted a family, and because of the circumstances of life, all those dreams fell apart. And on top of that, they got blind because of a tumor. And yet, even with those challenges, they're still so confident and so positive. Oh, thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah, Clement, I think mine is a bit of a different one. I think I've just achieved so much financially, but I think everything else in my life is a bit stagnant. That's my problem, you know. I don't have, not married, I don't have a family, I don't have kids, but I have everything else. So I think, yeah, that's probably one thing that, you know, I need to heal from. You know, you can have it all financially, but it doesn't mean you're gonna have it all, essentially. Yeah, anonymous, yeah.
Yeah, true. I got a message from Anonymous on the WhatsApp line who says, "Hi, Clement. My dream was to have a family, get married and have kids. I've been married for 14 years now and we still haven't had children. My wife is approaching menopause and that dream of having a full family is slowly fading away. People have asked why we can't adopt, but it's something that my wife and I do not want to do. I love my wife more than anything, and I would do anything for her. It's incredibly painful for me to see her feeling guilty that we couldn't have kids because of her medical condition. I've started to accept that I will never hold a child of my own in my hands. Some days are tough, but the love that I have for my wife always carries me through these difficult times." Anonymous from Cape Town. Anonymous, thank you so much for the love you have for your wife. Because sometimes women are going through the most, especially if they have a condition that, and they can't conceive. And they are always reminded that they are not able to give their lover, their husband, the child. So I'm just so grateful that you are being carried by the love you have for her. And I can tell you she's being carried by the love you're demonstrating for her and the love she has for you. Thank you so much for that. I think that's so encouraging to many of our listeners who may be facing different scenarios in life. That's teaching us about the importance of supporting each other and caring each other, because life is not always going to give us what we want. Thiero says, okay, in fact, Tsepo says, Clement, my dream has always been to graduate with a degree. I have been working for almost 20 years. I started from the bottom and managed to build a solid and successful career in banking, regardless of the lack of qualifications. I've tried to go back and study, but I don't have the motivation, but I still want my mother to see me in a graduation gown. Some might say that I have nothing to complain about, but it's one thing that I haven't been able to achieve and still eats me up. That's a message there from Tsepo.
Yo, Clement, you touched my wound this morning. You know, growing up, I said to myself, I'm not gonna have kids with like two women. Yeah. But now I have two kids with two women and I'm still not married. I'm actually scared of getting married again. I mean, what if I get married and have kids, another kids, and then the marriage? Clement.
Good morning, Clement and 702. I just wanted to encourage the lady that just spoke about her YouTube channel. In 2018, I basically left my career in corporate to come to Joburg and live the dream. You know, I'm a motivational speaker by profession. I'm also an actor. And Clement, it was so difficult. But let me tell you, the good news is on the 20th of April, my first movie, Somewhere to Blaze, comes out on Netflix. And I'm so over the moon that I never gave up. And in the same week, a commercial for Vodacom celebrating 30 years is also coming out. So never give up. No matter how tough it is, you never, ever give up. Palesa in Waterfall.